come on down to Ted to Beverly Hills. It is here that we have the Tender Ted. It is here that we have Baked Ted. It is here that we have, yes, we have Hot Fudge Ted. Okay. You happy? Jerry, talk about Hot Fudge Ted.
Okay, Ted, here we go.
You got it.
Ted Bell with us from Ted to Beverly Hills, and I just wanted to, is Ted on there?
Yeah, Mr. Bell, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I've been here.
Ted Bell with us from Ted to Beverly Hills, and I just as an aside, I heard you say you brought back the Hot Fudge Ted?
We have brought back the Hot Fudge Ted because I had a lot of people coming in and saying, hey, can we get the Hot Fudge Ted? And they had expectant looks on their faces, and I said, yeah, okay. So I said to Chef Chedilia, let's go ahead and slap that back on the menu.
Now, you don't feel humiliated by that, do you?
You know what, Margaret? You have to give the customer what they want. If they want the hot fudge Ted, if they want the hot buttered Ted, God damn.
It's embarrassing, huh? Why does it embarrass you, Ted?
Oh, three guesses. Okay, guys, look, I don't want to belabor the point. I don't want to be childish about it. I think we give the customer what they want. It did, to Beverly Hills.
Absolutely. So, Ted, there was an article published today in the Beverly Hills Whisper, and it was about the menu items at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and they were kind of doing an expose on the menu items and why they're called what they're called. The article and the writer seemed to be focusing on what they thought was an unrealistic and almost a sort of self-aggrandizement that went beyond anything that people would admire, that was almost irritating.
Yeah, I talked to the writer, this guy named Russo, and he said, hey, can I talk about it? I can tell you this, Phil, you have to be careful with any reporter, because they're going to look at your face and they go, hi, can we write about your wonderful menu? And I said, yeah. And so they asked me, this guy Russo, he asked me everything about the Tender Ted, the Ted's of Beverly Hills, Hot Buttered Ted, the Hot Ted, what was it called again, Billy?
Hot Fudge Ted.
Hot Fudge Ted. Thank you, Billy. You need to get back in the kitchen now with the chef. Go back in the kitchen with the chef. Hey, chef. Billy's out here. The hot fudged Ted, the buttered, the well-buttered Ted, and things like that. Now, on the menu, this is not on the menu. One of the waitresses mentioned this to a customer. She was fired as soon as she did. She said, would you like your Ted buttered? And
what does she mean with that?
Well, she was calling the toast Ted. And she said, you can get scrambled eggs with Ted. And I said, that's not how we say it. And she said, well, I put it that way. So she kind of looked defiant. So I said, you're fired, just like that. And I pointed to the door, and out she went.
And wait a minute. What did she do?
She said to a customer, would you like buttered Ted with that? And she kind of, the customer said she could tell she saw some spittle on this waitress's lips, as if she'd said, you know, would you like your Ted buttered? Like that, you know?
I understand, yes. And I can hear you laughing.
I'm not laughing at all, Phil. That's an insult to me, and it's an insult to the very hardworking people here at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Okay, so we're talking, folks, with Ted Bell. There was an article in the Beverly Hills Whisper, which is a weekly newspaper that is published for the business people in Beverly Hills, and this was highlighting the fact that you do name the items on your menu after yourself.
Of course I do, Phil. It's a marketing technique. Boy, you make it sound as if I have some mental illness. You make it sound as if I have some sort of a problem where I'm walking with one hand crippled and, you know, I don't know.
No one is saying that, Ted, but what we're saying is it's you probably do it more than any other restaurant owner, anybody else that owns a business. You identify the product with yourself.
Of course I do. And that is, but the restaurant is called Ted's of Beverly Hills. So we start out there by saying, come on in, the experience tonight is going to be informed by Ted. And when we say informed by Ted, there's me, there's the Ted me that walks around, that I'm the husband of Marcy, I'm the father of Josh, and I'm a regular guy. And then there's the Ted. There's Ted of Beverly Hills, larger than life. You've seen, you know, my hair swooped, I don't know. But I'm the Ted that's hot buttered. I don't like that.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying you're talking about yourself being hot buttered. They found that to be offensive.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Don't diss Bud about that, man. He's speaking truth.
Yeah, well, I heard him say, really, Bud, are people really saying that that's offensive?
A lot of people are saying, yeah, when you call yourself, it's a buttered Ted. And they'll think that has something to do with anal.
Oh, would you shut up?
See, this is what I'm saying. Why do you even have that guy?
But they don't say that.
I know, I'm only kidding.
Bud, don't kid like that. But, you know, that's the kind of thing that gets most people fired.
Let me tell you something, Phil. what you just said there, bud. Okay, if you, oh man, I wouldn't give.
What you gonna say? You hit me?
I would probably have taken a shot. Yeah, that is so offensive, to say something like that.
All right, we're very, very sorry, Ted. But what? I mean, let's face it. The reason why you don't like the term "hot buttered Ted" is why.
I don't like the term "hot buttered Ted."
It was on your menu.
Yes, it was on my menu. Yes, it was on the menu. And I told him to get it off the menu after about 3 days. I didn't like the idea of a hot buttered Ted.
Yes, but the question is why?
Because it sounded like you were bending me over and buttering me up.
Yeah, see? So I was right about that.
So Bud was kind of close.
Yes, he was. But the fact that he articulated it, I didn't like that. And I didn't like the hot fudge Ted. And I don't need to explain that, do I?
No, you don't. No, you don't. We're talking to Ted Bell.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Okay, thanks.
Okay, well, no, you don't. We're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We also are going to have Don Berman on the line, and Don's going to be talking about some of the things that... Don had dinner at Ted's of Beverly Hills recently.
Yes, he did, and I told him to reserve his review and his comments about the dinner he had at Ted's of Beverly Hills for air tonight. We knew he was going to be on with me. I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. We're very, very proud of having Don Berman as a customer. We are certainly big, big fans of Don Berman from Channel 19 News, and really very, very sure you.
Ted Bell joining me here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. The conversation started with this article in the Whisper, right, Margaret?
Well, the Beverly Hills Whisper is a long-standing weekly newspaper that reviews the various businesses, also helps promote a lot of the businesses in Beverly Hills. And I don't think they've done an article on Ted's of Beverly Hills.
No, they said this was the first one, the first big one they've done.
Yeah, I think they've written about him before.
This one, the writer, this guy Buzz Russo, said he wanted to get to talk a little bit about the menu items. When you look at the menu items at Ted's of Beverly Hills, people have heard this. There's the Tender Ted. There's the Porter Ted. There is there's Hot Buttered Ted. There's Asparagus Teds.
What are Asparagus Teds?
Like Asparagus Tips.
Yes, some of this stuff gets a little weird.
It's hard to explain some of it. And then there's, of course, what they mentioned. There's eggs and Ted. That's toast, and you can butter the Ted. And I think that's what he was having a problem with.
He was having a problem with what? He didn't like the idea that the waitress said, "Would you like your Ted buttered?" And then she apparently laughed, and there was spit flying. I can tell you, Phil, this is the kind of thing that Ted doesn't like.
I don't give a shit. Ted, you know I love you, man. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show with special guest Ted Bell and coming up, Don Berman from Channel 19 News.
This is Larry Brown. I own Brown One, which is a great place to get satellite dishes, radios, televisions, and all kinds of communication devices. Brown One is located in the San Fernando Valley. I listen to Phil Henry's podcast every day. It puts a smile on my face, a skip in my step, and I look forward to the day. I think, you know what, maybe today's the day that we actually make a profit, that we actually push it over the limit and come out of the place with maybe just a lousy dollar we can put in our pocket and say, hey, we got money for gum.
Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show now and find out what everybody talk about.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
Yeah.
Come on down, everybody, to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We have the hot buttered Ted. It's back on the menu, yes. But I would like you to know it's called Eggs and Toast, not Eggs and Ted. And you don't butter the Ted. Well, I think you know what I mean. Table five.
Ted Bell is with us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You know, Ted, I realize that we ask you to sort of intro these segments by coming on and telling us what's happening in the restaurant. It sounds like we're putting undue pressure on you because you are... When the controversy is in the topic, you know, you don't have really a lot to promote.
Say that again.
What I'm saying is, Ted, I think what Phil's saying is that when we're talking about criticism of Ted's of Beverly Hills, and then we want you to promote the restaurant, it's difficult.
No, look, the only criticism of Ted's of Beverly Hills is that, you know, Ted Bell, I name a lot of the items after great menu items. And let me tell you something. Our restaurant is still very, very popular. Don't give me this idea that we're not. But I personally don't like the idea of a waitress freelancing and saying, "Would you like Ted with your eggs?" And someone will say, "What do you mean by Ted?" They go, "Well, we butter it." and we butter our Ted. She won't say toast. She says we butter up the Ted, both sides. And then I think, what was the line she said? She says we butter the Ted both sides until it smiles at you. And the customer was like, what the hell? And so that was reported to me, and she was fired.
But don't you think that you kind of encourage all of that nonsense by calling everything on the menu, naming everything on the menu after you?
What?
Don't you think you encourage that?
No, I don't, Phil. I'm not asking people to say hot buttered Ted means I bend over and lube it up.
All right, Ted, that's not necessary.
I'm sorry, but it's very angering to hear you people talk that way.
Ted Bell is what, we're not saying that, Ted, and we know that the restaurant's doing great. People love Ted's in Beverly Hills. We're just saying some of these menu items has caused controversy, as you yourself have said.
There's certain menu items that I never liked hot baked Ted. I never liked hot buttered Ted. I never liked hot fudge Ted. And I never liked the seven-layer Ted cake. So those are items that we took off the menu.
But you still have, but you put the hot buttered Ted back on.
We put hot buttered Ted back on because people, I don't know.
Okay, Ted Bell with us here on the Phil Henry Show now. Don Berman is joining us here because Don had recently had a anniversary meal at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yes, he had. Don, how you doing?
Hey, Ted.
And Don was here. Don, you know, a longtime news anchor at Channel 19, one of the top news anchors in all of Los Angeles. And Don celebrated his 35th year at Channel 19 News. We were very proud to have Don in the restaurant with us. And, Don, I got to tell you, it was a proud day for me.
Well, you know what? If you're going to celebrate, if you're going to have an anniversary dinner anywhere when you've spent time at a great station like Channel 19, Ted's of Beverly Hills is the place. I think anybody in the broadcast business in Los Angeles, and Phil, you've had meals at Ted's, haven't you?
I certainly have, yeah.
Well, I think anybody who's in the broadcast, did you do it in association with anything having to do with broadcasting?
Say that again?
Did you do it in association? Here, I'll do it. Did you do it celebrating any, did you have dinner at my place, for instance, Phil, after you got nominated or when you got inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame?
No, I did not.
Yeah, see? So, well, I don't know. I'm sure you have, Phil, had dinner at Ted's.
I have had many a dinner at Ted's, but no, Ted, I didn't come to your place. We were in Nashville, Tennessee.
I don't care. When you got home, you could have. It doesn't matter.
Okay, so go ahead, Don.
Well, what do you mean, go ahead, Don? I'm just...
I don't want this to be a bad memory. I want everybody to have a good time because, Don, you recently had dinner at Ted's of Beverly Hills, a celebratory dinner for you, 35 years at Channel 19 News.
Absolutely, Phil. Okay, Phil. So Don, Ted here, let me ask you a question. What did you order?
Well, the night I had dinner at your place?
Yeah.
I ordered the Porter Ted. I ordered the big 32-ounce Porter Ted. And I got the mashed Ted and with garlic.
And now, what is the mashed Ted?
That's mashed potatoes.
Tell me about it. What did you think of the mashed potatoes?
You know what? I don't want to talk about it right now. It's.
What does that mean?
What do you mean you don't want to talk about it?
I'd rather not. We had the. I ordered it, and I had it. It was the mashed Ted, and it had with garlic seasoning and a sprinkle of Ted.
What is a sprinkle of Ted?
It's what is a Ted?
I guess it's cilantro. So what did you think of it?
I don't really. I would rather not discuss it right now.
Okay, Don, it's Phil Henry.
Boy, you should have heard that. You guys were going,
Well, it's a very crazy thing. It's not crazy. It's weird.
It's very weird. Can you tell me, Don, what did you think of the Porter Ted? If it's all the same to you, I'd rather not discuss it.
Well, what? I don't understand. Don, why are you saying that?
I'm on here to talk about the fact that I had dinner at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and it was a celebratory dinner in honor of the 35 years I've spent at Channel 19 News. I had a Porter Ted, I had the mashed Ted with garlic, and I also had a couple of Teds. Let me tell you what, Ted, I needed them too, okay? So that's why I'm on this program. What did you think of the Teds? If you don't mind, I'd rather not discuss it.
Did you like the food that you ate?
I just don't want to talk about it, so don't mind. Let me just... Okay, so basically what you're telling me, Don, is that the food tasted like something that came out of someone's ass.
Okay, Ted, that's not necessary.
Boy, I tell you, this has been some kind of a day. You know, I pulled out a picture of my father today, and I was looking at it. I remembered how hard he used to work me in the restaurant and how he used to say, someday if you're good enough, people will forget the name Chick Bell and they may put Ted Bell up there. I doubt it, but that could happen someday if you're good enough.
Your father said that to you.
Yes. Ted, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, that's what he said. And so I vowed to myself that when I inherited that restaurant, and I knew I would because I could see my father every day fading. He was just one drink after the next. In the morning, in the middle of the day, he'd sit there staring out a window, drink after drink after drink. I knew it was only a matter of time before I'd own that restaurant. And when I did, you know what I've said? That's all I do? I'm sorry.
We're talking to Ted Bell. You all right, Ted?
Just give me a minute.
We're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills as he remembers the items on the menu that he has named after himself. Don Berman had an anniversary dinner there at Ted's of Beverly Hills, but Don, you don't want to talk about it, Don.
I'd rather not, no.
You had dinner at Ted's. What was the dinner like?
I don't want to discuss it. You understand, Don, when you say that, it sounds like we served you wet dog shit. And the,
all right, let's everybody calm down, you guys. The language on this program gets freer and freer.
Yeah, you guys got to. I have to cut that out.
I'm sorry, Phil. I apologize.
All right, well, okay. All right, now, where are we going here?
We're talking about Ted when he was a little kid and how he was going to, and how he started to cry when his old man said that maybe someday you'll be good enough to own Ted's of Beverly Hills. Well, I'll tell you what I did. I said, when I own this restaurant, I'm going to put my name on this restaurant, Ted's of Beverly Hills. And not only that, I'm going to put my name on the menu item. So people will say to me, well, why do you call it the Porter Ted? I say to them, you know why? Because that Porter Ted is all about me. I'm the one that built this restaurant. I call it Mash Ted because I am Ted Bell.
And those items should be named after you.
And they should be named after me. I put my name on that menu so that people remember they were at Ted's of Beverly Hills. What did you have? I had the Ted Belly, you see? Oh, yeah? And what was it like? It was great. It was phenomenal. Well, Don, it's Ted. What was your opinion? I know that you had the baked Ted. What'd you think? I don't want to talk about it, you know? Jesus Christ, you know, I...
All right, watch it.
Well, no, it sounds like we fed... It sounds like someone urinated into a bowl and said, soup's on. You know, I you brought me on here. Just I said I had dinner at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
What did you think of it?
I'd rather not discuss it. When you say, God damn, this is what you said. That's what you sounded like, Ted. I don't care the way I sounded.
Well, Ted, you put your name on that menu. People are bound to have opinions.
Well, okay, but they don't have to make it sound like I walked over to their table, hung my ass over their plate, and let one go. Here you go, filet mignon.
We're sorry. We're very, very sorry, Ted.
Every time I come on your program, Phil, it's a new low.
I'm sorry, Ted. You made me laugh.
Yeah, oh yeah, I bet I make you laugh. Ted Bell is a clown. He makes everyone laugh. While I sit here trying to rub two nickels together, while I sit here trying to keep the lights on, trying to keep us out of the poorhouse. Look, Phil, I'm really sorry.
What happened to Don?
Yeah, hey, Don, yeah. Don Berman.
No, I didn't mean to cause a problem. Oh, here he is. Let me hit the phone. No, it's my phone. Henry, you hung up on me.
I know I did.
I said that I would go on and talk about, we had our celebratory dinner.
But you don't want to say what it was like.
I don't know. I'm just going to say no comment.
Is the food at Ted's of Beverly Hills good?
No comment.
Was your dinner good?
No comment.
Then everyone is going to read that as you saying the food at Ted's of Beverly Hills tastes like someone's you-know-what.
I would say no comment.
Jesus. All right, Don, thanks very much, but now everybody thinks Ted's food sucks.
I can't talk about it. What an asshole, man.
Every single show we've been doing lately ends with some emotional meltdown. What's that all about?
I don't know.
Well, get on the phone with these guys. I'd like to know whether they are actually mentally and emotionally capable of coming on the air with us. As opposed to what just happened there, I could hear Ted in the background. Ted's losing it, man.
Yeah, now you hit the nail. You hit the nail. What is it called? You hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head. Something like that. Well, anyway, Phil, you're nailing it. There you go. Because Ted Bell is losing it. I think that guy's not long for the world. I think he's under a lot of pressure, and I think he needs to give the reins over to somebody else. How old is that kid, Josh?
How old is he, bud?
No, he's not much more than 16.
The kid's not old enough. Well, he better find someone else, like maybe even Don Berman, maybe even Rudy Canoza, because Ted sounds like one more bit of pressure, and he's going to walk right off the roof of a building. I'm General Galen Shaw.
All right, yeah.
Don't applaud that, for God's sake. All right. Well, here's hoping that it's going to be a better summer, and I think it's going to be a great summer for Ted's of Beverly Hills and for, as well, Don Berman. Congratulations, Don. 35 years at Channel 19. Ted, I'm coming in, and I'm getting myself a big heaping plate of hot fudge Ted.
Yeah. Yeah.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Mwah, Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved Podcast One. He. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Yeah, and I'm Bud Dickman. Come on in for the hot buttered bud.
The what? Come on in for the hot buttered.
Yeah, that's right. If I had Bud, it would be Buds of.
Beverly Hills.
It'd be Buds of Beverly Hills. They have the hot buttered bud and baked bud.
Shit.